Brendan, Declan, you're most welcome. And welcome back, Brendan.
Good to be here, Mark.
Do you ever listen to it? No? Do you ever listen to the old
studio? No. Yeah. No. I mean, yeah, listen to it now because it came on. I mean, yeah, it's sometimes you're in a club or something or in a restaurant and one of your songs comes on and it's oh, that's one of ours. Sounds like it to me. It's just like it's just all these weird memories come back.
You're not rubbing the hands because another 24 pence sterling, no?
Well, in Spotify it's considerably less, you know. So
Brendan. Do you know what? Let me ask you, so I don't want to be all nostalgic and stuff, but you know, you're in the studio with, I mean, Jerry was a huge fan of you guys, and you know, we still miss Jerry deeply. But I think he felt like a lot of us that, in a way, you've been companions to us. Not that we're all 90 and just ready to kick the bucket, you know, yeah. But that was the middle of Troubles.
Yeah.
Here was a crowd of boys from Newry busking around Europe. That was the rumour I heard in Lurgan.
Yeah,
they're away to Europe with the guitars. And with a sense that somebody got it and was doing something different than wrecking the place. Do you feel like you're companions with the people that you're writing for?
Yeah, I mean, I think, to be honest, anybody that's in a band, to some degree, they take a wave of people with them throughout. Even, you know, even if you're as big as you two, except their wave is a tidal one. You know what I mean? You take a sort of a generation with you. Once you've had a couple of songs that people know, and they're usually maybe like about 5 years, in our case, 5 to 10 years, around that sort of age group, you know? To be honest, it's a real privilege because, you know, people come up to me and say, you know, I remember you from this period, I remember you from that period. So in a weird way, we've sort of sneaked into everybody, all these people's photograph albums, you know, from...
But you're a soundtrack. I mean, for boys, certainly my age, you're the soundtrack of those perfect years in life, you know, those sort of 20 to 25. You know, I still reach for it on a Saturday night if I'm going out, turn it up as loud as I can get, that, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, man. I think people like me feel a profound gratitude for that, genuinely. It's like, it's been remarkable that they've...
Well, we feel the same. We feel the same way, to be honest. We feel really grateful that we've been able to spend really at this point a fair proportion of our working life doing something we love that sort of affects people, anybody. It's a real privilege.
Fingerprints, a beautiful album. You know, you're looking at your hand and seeing the jeans. You know, and your the Murphy story.
Yeah,
the new single Going South, about those memories. I remember that lovely track we were chatting about earlier. You know, going down to Belfast. I'm going down to Belfast, but there's a traffic jam. Has there been a bomb scare? Somebody else trying to wreck the place. But there was you and Deck and the boys in this place of cultural imagining. Can you remember how you felt back then when the place was being ripped to pieces, essentially?
Just generally depressed. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a funny feeling, I think, for people that lived in the north during those years. I think, in a funny way, it used to get up my nose, and people outside the north were commenting on it because it was really, you know, they never got it right. You know, they never got the minutia of the problem right, which sometimes it was just down to that. You'd be crossing town and a journey that should have taken you 15 minutes would take you an hour and a half because it was a bomb scare at City Hall or something like that. You know, I mean, it's quite apart from... And then there was, you know, it was looking back on it now, I think we can have some perspective. It's only now really I can see it from how sort of unreal it was. But in another way, it was very normal.
Did you have to be careful? Because you didn't do with their tanks and their guns, we are fighting, Zombie, all that kind of stuff. In a way, I observed, and it's not dissimilar to what Heaney was doing, you'll not see the polemic in Heaney and you'll not see it in your work. Did you feel you had to be careful or subtle maybe?
Yeah, I felt we had, if anything, we had to talk about it in a way that I didn't feel was being talked about it that much, which was the experience of actually being in the north during that period, as opposed to a sort of an overview, why can't we all just stop fighting sort of thing, which, you know, I don't agree with that sentiment. It was just that there was no easy fixes in the north. There still isn't. I mean, it's just such a big issue, really. But you know, we love the north. We are unquestionably.
Proud Newry man.
Absolutely.
Good Armagh man.
Absolutely.
Like myself.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't want to have a go at it because I love the North. I love the people from the North. I actually loved growing up in the North, you know, regardless of the troubles. For us, it was a great, great time growing up, you know.
Dick, he typically does all the chatting, but what was it like for you? Because I think what happens with four of us, the people go, oh, there's Dick. And, you know, you bring this... I can hardly describe what you do with a guitar, but people are singularly charmed by it. But in a sense, you were backing Brendy the whole way. He was doing... He had the message. You know, he was, you know, doing that writing and saying what he was saying. What were you thinking back then as the brawler?
In terms of living in the North or in terms of making records?
But in terms of what he was doing creatively. Because he was resting on you and you were resting on him.
Yeah, I think that because we're brothers and we started out so young, I think we both naturally gravitated towards the areas that we felt most comfortable with basically I love making records and love letting him get on with the lyrics while I work on the music.
Newry had its tough times like everywhere. Did the four of us, was it a starry-eyed escape or what was it for you that the band was about and is about, I suppose?
I don't know if I had been born anywhere else, it would have been any different. I mean, since I was a kid, I always loved music and it just seemed like it was the obvious thing if it was possible to do. I mean, I was trying to form a band when I was in primary school.
What was that called?
Kung Fu Johnny and the Invisible Buckets.
Catchy.
What was that genre, Dick? Alt punk girl, was that?
Yeah, there's no word to yet been coined to describe that genre. But it involved playing with knitting needles on cardboard boxes.
Yes.
And
yes. Innovation.
Pretty radical stuff at the time.
Yeah. Brendy, just before I ask you maybe to play a first tune for us, and thank you so much for playing the daytime. You've got a big gig tonight and we really appreciate that. I don't think I've ever asked you, but because when you look at that lovely album, Fingerprints, you're reflecting on the people of Newry, your family, the workers who worked the fields away before. Were you given a whistle and a byron as a wee? Was that the musical, was the traditional thing part of your childhood? No.
No, I mean, the irony was that when our parents' record collection was full of, the soundtracks, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Oklahoma, South Pacific, Oklahoma. I mean, it was tough. It was a tough going through it when you were like sort of like before you could buy music, trying to figure out what you were going to play. You know, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, I think was the only song that I could figure out. Yeah, I actually wanted to play, but they did have actually the Black Planxty album. So and the cover was so cool. Everybody's long hair and it's a black cover, traditional. So I think that was the first record that both myself and Declan got excited about. But no, they weren't really... I think they thought the music thing for us was just some sort of a bit of crack that we were going to grow out of. Now, at one point, I took a drum kit down into the bottom room and then it got a bit beyond a joke, I think, as far as my mother and father were concerned. Now, I was covering it with various bits of cloth and...
Carpet.
Yeah, everything, you know. But when I look back on it, what I admire most about my parents is actually their patience, that they just put up with the racket that we made, you know.
Yeah. Two beautiful guitars, a lovely Avalon, I think that is, Dick, isn't it? And Loudon, of course, for you, Brendy. What have you got planned here?
We're going to play a song. We're speaking about Newry there. We have an album, our next album coming out this year is called Sugar Island. And Sugar Island is actually the square in the centre of Newry. But for us, it is a wee bit more importance because whenever I was growing up, Sugar Island was the place that if you met a girl, and we went to single sex schools, you know, so if you met a girl and wanted to hook up with her, that happened on a Sunday afternoon. Very innocent. On a Sunday afternoon, you'd meet her at the bridge at Sugar Island and then you would walk around the town hand in hand. And to this day, if you're in Newry, on a Sunday afternoon, you can see these kids, you know, 15, 16, walking hand in hand. It just reminds me of, Newry's a romantic place.
Absolutely, absolutely. Live in studio, Brendan and Dick, the four of us. Jim.
I know a lot of things have changed, but do you recall crossing the river to be together? These days, it's just like a movie, the place on in my mind. I want to call you, I want to tell you, I'm still not over how the wind tore up your head, how you look just standing there on the day I left you crying on the bridge at Sugar Island. Wish that I could take it back, but it's way too late for that. This is me apologizing for the day at Sugar Island. I was young, of all of the things I have done that I most regret, it's that moment. But I can't change it. These days, it's just like a movie that plays on in my mind. I want to call you, I want to tell you, I'm still not over. You go, now I'm the one out in the cold. On the bridge at Sugar Island.